Binance, the world's biggest cryptocurrency platform, said Wednesday it's ending plans to acquire rival FTX.com, citing reports of mishandled customer funds and alleged government probes. Binance made the announcement on Twitter a day after disclosing it signed a non-binding letter of intent to buy FTX. Russia's defense minister said Wednesday that Moscow's troops were retreating from the key southern Ukraine city of Kherson, although Ukrainian officials expressed skepticism that a full withdrawal was underway. VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine spoke to reporter Anna Chernikova in Kyiv on Wednesday about why the retreat is significant.
It's an extremely important city for both sides because Kherson was the only administrative center that Russian forces managed to capture since the beginning of full-scale invasion.
Defense Chief Sergei Shoigu made the announcement in a televised meeting with Russia's top military leader. The commander for Russia's forces in Ukraine told Shoigu the withdrawal decision was difficult but would, quote, preserve lives of servicemen. Ukrainian advances had put Kyiv's forces within striking distance of Kherson. Ukraine was initially skeptical of the Russian retreat, suggesting it might be a Russian ruse for an ambush of Ukrainian troops. Meanwhile, the Eastern European countries of Slovakia and Hungary said they're preparing for an increase in the number of refugees fleeing the war in Ukraine in the coming months as winter approaches. And in the United States, despite high gas and food prices, there doesn't seem to be too many inflation worries when it comes to gambling. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
The American Gaming Association says the casino industry had its best quarter ever, winning over $15 billion from gamblers in the third quarter of this year. In fact, the trade organization for the casino industry says the gambling halls are on track to have their best year ever. David Schwartz is a gambling historian at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. He says people are clearly still willing to lay their money down at casinos regardless of economic conditions, adding there may be more of an appetite for taking chances in uncertain times. I'm Shelley Adler.
British police say a 23-year-old man has been detained after appearing to throw eggs at King Charles III and his wife in the northern England city of York. The incident happened as the monarch and Camilla were entering York through a medieval gateway on Wednesday. No eggs appeared to hit the royal couple. Several police officers could be seen grappling with a man at a crowd barrier. Several news agencies reported he shouted this country was built on the blood of slaves as he was being detained. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.